Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, a prophet meeting with Benny Hinn gave this prophetic word. His name is Brian Carnes, and he's talking specifically about these elections that are taking place that are before us. Well, think about this. When you're hearing these words, it seems like rough times coming. Understand that God is preparing the earth for the greatest harvest we've ever seen. But with that comes very difficult times. As a matter of fact, let's go now to Brian Carnes, a prophet.
The Lord says that a witch hunt will be found by the end of Obama's reign. For there shall be a surprising spectacle that will shock the souls of America and sear the spirits of those who embrace the work of presidential wisdom. A shaking is getting ready to come. The Lord says there's going to be a forced conclusion that's coming to the White House. People will lose trust in the voting process. They will deny and doubt America's political process to vote and acquire leadership. This next election will be manipulated. Even Trump will confront his fate and stir many to a position or place to riding. This will cause upheaval to come because the political game was revealed in this upcoming season, for it shall be historic, says the Lord. Mm. And Hillary will be found at the end of the day, smiling with success as a new war begins. The saying goes, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And this will be Trump's greatest blunder, and his mockery will be his legacy, says the Lord. Mm. I want you to listen to me. The next 8 years in America will be worse than the last 8 years. But because of this season of darkness, many will come to God.
Thank you.
More than in previous seasons and years combined.
When we get back for this break, we're going to hear very specifically about how these things are happening, not to bring calamity upon man, but be able to bring the harvest in. As a matter of fact, Steve Calicessi is going to be able to share a prophetic dream that was given him by the Lord about this kind of thing happening. And the big thing the Lord said was, don't panic. This is what the Lord intended to be able to bring in the harvest. Do you have your 90 days yet? What's that about? You need to be prepared. You need to be prepared for difficult times. And we have a free gift for you for going to sign up for the Torch newsletter that you get through your email or get on your application, your VFN TV app. You go to VFNTV.com, sign up for the Torch newsletter, and we'll send you prudent preparation, or just request it. You know, call us and request it. But you need to begin to prepare. Not because the world's over. The world's not over. I mean, things are just beginning in a powerful way, but you got to be able to prepare. The difference between standing in a line for your resources and for food and for water, or you going out and helping and ministering to people who may be standing in those lines or need help, is a matter of you preparing ahead of time. This is what God's word says. It says, a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. So this is the time that we have now to prepare for what's taking place. And you think about this. I mean, as soon as a catastrophe hits or a hurricane hits or a tornado hits, what you see is people run to the stores and the shelves are empty quickly. And you don't have any time to prepare because there's not like the old days where they would stock up all the stuff in the warehouse. It's like first in, first out. If they are empty of some particular item on the shelf at Walmart or some other store, they order it the moment it's out and it comes delivered. As soon as it gets off the truck, they put it right on the shelf, which means this. If the shelves get emptied out right away and things are happening in America, you cannot go to the store and buy something until it comes in yet. So it's best to prepare ahead of time. Well, think outside the box. That's what prudent preparation is about. We got that for you as a free gift. Just sign up for the Torch newsletter. We want to be able to send it to you in your email right away. As soon as you request it, you'll have it. And you can listen to it. It'll help you begin to wonder, you know, oh my goodness, I never thought about this. I never thought about that. It's real simple to prepare. But a prudent person hears what Brian Carnes and others are saying. And, you know, I have no idea how the political scheme is going to come out. You know, we're just praying, dear God, that his will happen over the United States. But no matter what happens, if people start messing with the elections, people are going to be very upset. I was just watching a particular news report from Republican gatherings happening and Democratic gatherings happening in Nevada and different places. And everybody is beginning to get stirred up and get angry. And they're talking about 1968 again. Well, that's one of the prophetic words, that because we told Israel that they have to go back to the 1967 borders, that America's going to go back to the 1960s. And what you're hearing over and over again, you know, we're going to go back to 1968 and the time of the conventions that take place. We need to pray that doesn't happen, but we need to be prepared in case it does happen.
Brian Kearns is, we've had his prophetic word before, and people are very interested in what Brian's saying. We have a lot of people hitting that particular article there. I hope that it's not right, but if it is, if this is what God is saying, then we need to be able to prepare for what's going on. And if we understand it has nothing to do with politics, has nothing to do with, you know, liberal or conservative, has to do with the God who is God of the universe. And we want a harvest of souls to come in. What does that mean? And we want the nation to be turned around. One of the prophetic words that was shared by, you know, Brett Holderbaum out of Colorado was specifically when he was at the VFN Dream Center, he just felt this wind of God coming and began to show him that a hurricane is coming to Washington, D.C. Some sort of wind is going to begin to destroy these monuments. I don't know if it's natural sense or prophetic sense, but I think it has to do with idols, you know, things that America that we've turned to as idols, that God's going to start tearing those things down and rebooting America, taking America back, and then a fresh wind will blow. You know, we like to see things happen within a week or two, you know, but we don't think in the context of a day is of 1,000 years and 1,000 years of
process.
Process. And that, you know, if it doesn't happen in our time frame, it's always happening in God's time frame. And not for us not to give up because we wanted a 2 week turnaround on things.
And right now, too, you have a lot of people in America that were focused on that horizontal, like you said, and a lot of people are having that political conversation. It's just like, God's not political. God's God. He's always right. And the truth is the fact that when we see the fact that we can't trust in horizontal perspective, horizontal conversation, politics, it's just like, it's time for the church to just trust in God and have that conversation. It's just like, we need to have a focus wholly and 100% on what God is doing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.